Hi, everybody. This is Jim Cahill with another edition of Five Questions for an Emerson Expert podcast. And today I'm joined by Anna Gonzalez Hernandez. And Anna is a resource efficiency consultant based over in the United Kingdom. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Jim.
It's great to have you. So I always like to start out and understand a little bit about how our folks get to where they are. So what made you decide to pursue a STEM-based career?
So I guess, for all of us, for all the engineers, I guess it's a bit the same that, you know, we're interested in physics and in maths, and we're actually good at it. We're good with numbers. And, you know, that combined with the fact that we're curious about the environment that we live in, I guess in general, that's what got me interested in studying science. And originally, I actually wanted to study physics, and my mum is a physicist. So when I told her I wanted to study physics, the first thing she said was no. Just don't do that to yourself. I guess she actually helped me try and figure out whether engineering was actually a better route of using my physics and math skills. And I'm really grateful for that, actually. Once we started getting into those discussions, I started visiting universities and learning more about engineering. Because in my school, so I studied in Spain in the Canary Islands, and I went to a British school. But the knowledge that you learn in school about engineering, at least for me, was minimal. So I actually had to actively go and inform myself about what engineering meant when I was 16 and 17. So I guess it was thanks to my mum and to actually going out and talking to universities about engineering that I ended up studying mechanical engineering.
Well, that's a fascinating path, and very interesting that your mom steered you away from what she was doing. So kind of with that background, what led you to a career in the field of process automation?
To be honest with you, I started off doing my PhD in the field of sustainability and resource efficiency, and that was my prime interest, you know, 4 years ago. Emerson was committed at that point to fund research on resource efficiency. And through that, then, you know, I realized that a company like Emerson, who has expertise in control, flow metering, they are the essential building blocks to improve resource efficiency. We're in a world where, you know, process automation is undergoing a digital transformation, and data analytics and all our decisions are data driven now. So I think being in a process automation company is actually the best way to actually get to improve the resource efficiency of process industries.
Well, that's interesting what you were studying, and then that sounded like a good, I guess, working with Emerson to do it because they had the technologies and some of the resources so that you could see advancements happen. So tell us about a recent challenge that you've been working on to solve.
I guess the biggest challenge is actually transforming the research that I did in my PhD into an actual engineering solution with Emerson. That's probably the big challenge that I'll be working on for the next few years. So actually transferring conceptual theoretical knowledge into a practical engineering solution through these data analytics skills and through all the digital transformation capabilities that Emerson is developing, we're able to hopefully turn the concepts into reality.
Based on the time that you've been with Emerson in there, are you seeing a path to be able to do that from the research into practical applications that our consultants can improve customers' resource efficiency?
Certainly. I think it's receiving a lot of attention. People are really interested in leveraging the value of data specifically to improve a company's sustainability. Companies themselves have started to realize that they need to be thinking about their resource use and how they can manage this better. And so, yeah, I certainly see a bright future within Emerson.
Well, that's great. So enough about process automation and resource efficiency. Outside of what you do on your work time, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
So I love graphic design. I think something that I developed as well during my undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering. We do a lot of product design, and through the product design, I had lectures on graphic design as well. And so then I started developing those skills outside of university as well. So I've been doing graphic design work for about 5 years now, developing logos and brochures and presentations, all kinds of things. And it's actually very useful for my job as well.
Yeah, so much of conveying ideas through a visual medium. That's fascinating that you've developed those skills and be able to apply it. So we have a lot of new people joining the world of manufacturing and process automation and everything. So what advice would you have for someone new coming into the field?
I think now more and more we're undergoing a digital transformation. So I think being an expert on data analytics, being able to program and do software development is probably a big part of what a lot of engineers in Emerson will be doing in the coming decades. So my advice is to actually get some training on that, to not be scared of coming into the process automation industry, especially for women. There are some of us in here, and there'll be more and more of us. So yeah, just don't be scared of coming in.
Well, I think that's some great advice for everyone. Anna, I really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Jim.